Turn with me to Mark, the 11th chapter. And the I get my verse real quick here. Oh, and then also, I think y'all made copies of these, right? Yeah. And these are our identification with Christ. If anything, the church has a misidentification. We are identifying with the wrong thing. We have an identification crisis in the body of Christ. Not talking about you all. Thank God you're really being taught. But a lot of people are identifying with everything else than who they are in Christ Jesus. And so we have scriptures here and confessions of to help you to confess who you are and your identity is in him. And then we have other scriptures on our union with Christ Jesus. In him. Say, in him.
In him.
I live.
I move.
And have my being. If any man be in Christ, it's in him. That's who you identify with. Amen. Hallelujah. And Mark, the 11th chapter. Let me get my notes real quick here. I've been all over the place. What time would that be about? Flag me down.
I'll flag you down. You got 25.
Okay. Mark, the 11th chapter. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Say, Lord, open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
So look at someone and say, I'm changing my glasses.
Changing my glasses.
I'm changing them right now.
Ooh,
say, I want to
see.
See, it's one thing, you know, God wants us to see who he is, but he wants you to see who you are in him.
Amen.
It changed your walk. It changed your talk. You ain't going to be tiptoeing around. Don't disturb the devil. Don't talk too loud. He may hear you. I want that crazy fool to hear me. Nothing he can do. Nothing he can do. He's been defeated. Only thing he's going to get is a smack upside his head. Make my day. Ooh, make my day. Go ahead, devil. Make my day. Why? They that have the right glasses on shall know who they are in Christ, and they shall be strong. Go ahead, go do this thing. And do exploits, and nothing the devil can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Mark, I'm trying to get to it. I just feel like dancing right now. The devil is so defeated. Look at someone said, the devil is so defeated. Say, he's so defeated. My. Mark, the 11th chapter in the 14th verse, in that 13th verse, in the 12th verse. Mark 11:12. Now the next day when they have come from out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from a far fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he could find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, I want you to circle verse 14. Because life, circumstances, situations, the devil himself will say something to you. And you got to have something on the inside to speak back.
Oh, there it is. Come on.
In response, Jesus said, underline Jesus said. He said it, let no one eat from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Underline his disciples heard it. Now let's go down to verse 20. Now in the morning when they had passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. That's the fig tree that Jesus spoke back to. The fig tree said, you're not going to eat anything. And verse 21, and Peter remembering said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to him, or to them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, or shall be done, he shall have whatsoever he says. Verse 24, therefore, if I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. Say forgive.
Forgive,
forgive meaning to let it go, to drop it. That your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. We do not want that. Now look here, verse 22, have faith in God. So what happened was that Jesus came up to this fig tree. Now this is going to be part one and part two. And so I can't get it all in. So we have a second service. So Jesus, came up and he saw this fig tree here. This is a fig tree. And he spoke to it. You know, he was looking for happily. He finds something to eat. Finally, I can get some food. And there was nothing on there, no fruit or anything. And so the Bible says Jesus spoke to it and cursed the fig tree and said, no man shall eat hereof after you. Boom, done. And then so he left, turned around, went into the city, and no, went into the temple and ran everybody out the temple. And then on the next day, when Jesus, in the next morning, when Jesus was coming back out of the city, he was passing by. He didn't stop. He kept on passing by. But remember, the Bible says that the disciples heard him. Okay, and the title of this message is called Rebuilding Your World. Say, rebuilding your world. Make it personal. Say, rebuilding my world. And I'm going to stop right here about the fig tree and come back. Have you ever, because y'all under Pastor Drew and Sister Tamler, so I was going to make a joke, but I'm not. I couldn't even work at it. And so anyway, one day I went to bed and I was just beat up. I was beat up by life. You know, I wasn't going to backslide. I ain't crazy. I ain't turning my back on God. I was just beat up. And so I said, I'm going to call in a day. I'm going to go to sleep and then wake up and tackle it in the morning. And then so when I woke up, I was traveling. Those of you that know my story, I traveled with Reverend Hagin 14 years and 4 months, and I plus went to school there in Rhema Bible School. So I was there about around 24 years out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Brother Hagin, in the morning, he was teaching on faith. And every time he'd teach on faith, this is a statement. Write this statement down. He always said this in his statement, teaching on faith. He said, if you don't like what you're getting, change what you're saying. Okay, I'm talking about rebuilding your world. All right, if you don't like what you're getting, change what you're saying. So that particular night when I went to bed, I was beat up by life. I was just beat up, you know, and just as I woke up in the morning, I was with him for 14 years and 4 months. So I heard a lot of his teaching, and it was like the Lord allowed me to hear his voice in my spirit, and it was loud. And when I woke up, it was like God was sitting on my bed. And the first thing, Brother Paul, I heard these words, Brother Hagin's voice. If you don't like what you're getting, change what you're saying. I said, okay, yeah, all right. Okay, all right. And then so I got dressed and I had to go to work. And so the whole day while I was driving, if I don't like what I'm getting, change what I'm saying. If I don't like what I'm getting, I don't like where I am. If I don't like what I'm getting, change what I'm saying. And I was saying that the whole day. And then so I want to say this. Now, for every battle, there's a God side and there's a man side. For every victory, there's a God side and there's a man side. For every failure, there's only a man side. For every victory, there is, for every battle, say for every battle that you go through, there's a God part and there's a man part. For every victory that you win through God, there's a God part and there's a man part. But for every failure, there's only a man part. There's no failure. There's that failure man part, whether failure to pray, failure to believe God, but there's a failure somewhere. So for every battle, There's a God side and a man side. And so I want to show you here in Mark, the 11th chapter here, that if you will just stay in your lane and do your side, you can be rest assured that God will always do his side. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Faithful is he that promised. If we can just stay in our lane and do our side. And so we see here that when Jesus was walking by the fig tree, all of a sudden, Peter, big mouth Peter, you know, if anybody going to speak up, it's going to be Peter. Amen. And not big mouth Paul. Big mouth Peter. And so Peter said, wait. Now remember, the disciples were in training. They was in learning. You know, they weren't the disciples that we're reading about today. They were just like us. They was learning this. So as they was passing by, you know, the Bible says that they heard him. So in other words, they remember what he said. So when Jesus kept on stepping, Peter like, wait. We heard all the sermons. We seen miracles. But you spoke to a fig tree. You talk to a fig tree. We didn't want to say you was crazy, but we're starting to scratch our head. You're talking to trees. And so Jesus turned around and he said, have faith in God. That was his opportunity to teach him a lesson. Now, going to college, I went to college, and I had to take chemistry, and you have one class, which is called lecture, and then the other class, lab. And then so we have lecture Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they show us what different type of chemicals, when you mix them together, what you can get and what you don't want to mix together. Okay? You mix the wrong chemicals, you come out looking like Don King, your hair all straight up. You know? And so they teach us first, in lecture, what to mix. And then in lab is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They say, now that we taught you, now we're going to show you. We're going to demonstrate. So lab is demonstration time. But Jesus reversed it. What he did, he did lab first. He did demonstration first. First, he demonstrated something, and then when they brought it to his attention, he said, now I'm going to lecture you and show you what I did. So this is what Jesus said. He said, the first one, they said, wait a minute, you cursed this fig tree, and it dried. And the first thing he said was, have faith in God. Amen. And then one translation, it says, have the same spirit. Faith of God. Another translation said, have the God kind of faith. Say the God kind of faith. So it said, have faith in God. Another translation says, have the faith of God. That faith of God. And then the literal, most all Greek scholars say that the literal translation is, have the God kind of faith. Say the God kind of faith. So Jesus was demonstrating to them the God kind of faith. And then in verse 23, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you. That's me. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now that word, verily, verily, I say unto you. Let me back up to verse 22. I don't want to skip this because I do have second session. He says here, he answered and said to them, have. That word have means to possess. To take possession. To take possession. Take possession of this God kind of faith. Okay? And then in verse 23, he says here, for verily I say unto you. That word say right there is the Greek word which is lego. L-E-G-O. We get our word lego from. Okay? And the little kid is my son. He's still in his Legos right now. And so Jesus was saying here, verily, verily, I say, or for surely, I say. In other words, that word Lego is building blocks. I am giving you the method, the methodology. I am giving you the formula that not only you can say to this tree, but you can say to the mountains. So he said, verily, verily, Lego. I say, I'm giving you this system, this method. And so I know y'all know probably, it's probably too late, but if you had a lock that had a combination on it, you know, and so you take this lock and it got combination, say the combination is, help me to remember it, 45, 34, 10. Okay, 45, 34, 10. Right? Okay. And then I give it to this precious brother right here. I say, here. Here's the lock. You can use it. And he takes it. He goes home and he put it on something. And then so he calls me up. He said, Darryl. I said, yes. He said, this lock doesn't work. I said, why? And you said, I'm using the combination, but it's not opening up. And I said, what combination you use? And he said, 45. What's the next one? 34, 12. And it didn't open. Right? And then so I said, no, it's not 12. Or he could have said 45, 34, and that's it. He didn't use all of the right combination. You see what I'm saying? To unlock. And I said, no, it's 45, 34, 10. And then he goes back in the room, 45, 34, 10. And it unlocks and it opened it up. Wow, it was a miracle. No, it was the combination. Knowing the combination. Are you following me? I want you to get this. And that's why he said, whosoever, come here. Hold your hand up like this. My hand and my fingers is longer than his, but it does not matter. It's not based on the physical. My hand is a little bit darker than his, right? Let me turn this way, right? But it's not based on the skin. That will unlock Mark 11:23. It's based on knowing the formula in the combination. Well, I haven't been walking with the Lord. I have not been in this for a long time. He didn't say you have to know every scripture in the Bible. Who knows the formula and the combination can unlock the keys, have the keys to unlock and get the results. Yes. So that's why, thank you so much. That's why he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever will, anybody and everybody should be speaking and getting results. So first he demonstrated, then he showed them and said, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain. Now I'm back in verse 22. I'm going to show you this and then we'll stop. He said, have the God kind of faith. Say the God kind of faith. Okay, turn with me to Genesis. No. First Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Say, I have the God kind of faith. Say it again. Say, I have the God kind of faith. And Jesus said, you have to operate in this God kind of faith. For there is another faith out here. And I demonstrated a while ago when I had Pastor to catch me. That people, that people operate in, but it's not the God kind of faith. You got me? I'm going to give Pastor another chance. Come on up here, Pastor. And this faith right here is reaping or sweeping the body of Christ, and a lot of people think they're operating in this God kind of faith, but there is another faith that is a pretender. And Jesus distinctly said, have the faith that God operated in. Okay, now, a lot of people, what we do, we think this is faith because of our glasses. You know, the color glasses we have on. We think this is faith. Okay, Father, you said, I heard Pastor Drew preach. I heard what people have said, and I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you. You got me, Father? And the Lord like, yes, I got you. I'm going to stand on your word. Okay, and what we do, just stand right here from Pastor. And what, face me this way. And what we do is, okay, I'm going to believe you, Father, but I'm going to have a second plan. I'm going to have a plan B. If you don't answer me, if it doesn't work out, I got a backup. But I'm going to lean on you and I'm going to trust you. Am I really trusting in him? Why? I got a backup plan. And Jesus said, let not that man think he shall receive anything of God. Trusting God is... So when Jesus said, have the God kind of faith, he was like, in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your what? Heart. And lean not to your what? What is your own understanding? a plan B. If God doesn't do it, if it doesn't happen, that is a fake, false faith, not of God. And James said, let not that man think he shall receive anything of God. And Jesus said, God has dealt to you the measure of faith, the God kind of faith that you can just totally rest in him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank you, Pastor Drew. The Lord never let me fall. He didn't let me fall. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said, operate in the God kind of faith because you have it. You have it. If you're a believer, you have the God kind of faith. And that's what he was showing them. The God kind of faith, when he spoke to the tree, then he began to explain them. Now in Hebrews, how much time I have, Pastor? Hebrews 11:1, 5 minutes. In Hebrews 11:1, someone said, "Ow, you're trying to get me kicked out, huh?" Look, notice verse 1. Now faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. Verse 3. By faith, say it again. Say it loud. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the what? Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now we understand that the worlds were framed by the what?
Word of God.
That's the God kind of faith. Let's turn to Genesis, the first chapter. I'm going to show you the God kind of faith. Jesus was giving us the formula in Mark 11, 23. Are you getting anything out of this? He demonstrated what the God kind of faith was. Then he said, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Your son can do it. Your grandchildren can do it. Little kids can do it. Grandma can do it. Whosoever want to can operate in this God kind of faith because it was given to you. Say, it was given to me. Say, I possess this God kind of faith. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Probably next one, that word form and void is tahu vavuhu. Tahu vavuhu. And I'll talk about that in the next session. And verse 2. And then so in verse 3, he said, and God said, we're talking about the God kind of faith. So verse 1, the world, God created everything. It was perfect. And then verse 2, something happened in between. And so it wasn't what God wanted. In life, there will things that will come your way and happen to you just because you're in this life that will mess up your world. Whether you did it or somebody disobedience or somebody just whatever, and it affected you, somebody decision. Everybody world, sometime another, is going to be turned upside down. That's of this life. And so it's like that word form and void. It's like if Sister Tamara, she went downstairs and she made her sunroom really nice and neat and da-da-da, just perfect. And then she goes upstairs, and then the next day she go downstairs, and the room is just chaotic, just things all over the place, you know. And she go, rah! That's kind of what was Genesis 1:2. But in verse 2, we see that Jesus didn't stay there and begin to complain about the imperfect or what was happening. And that's what a lot of people do. They are stuck on verse 2. And they begin to rehearse the past, rehearse the pain. I remember when verse 1, when everything was perfect, I remember when I had this, I was making this. And then somewhere between verse 1 and verse 2, all this chaotic stuff happened and people still go to church, but they stuck on verse 2. But God, the God kind of faith, what he did, he moved to verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And I'm here to tell you, you need to move to verse 3 and begin to speak and rebuild your world again, because it's not over. Say hallelujah. And so what you need to do is to begin to speak. Now, let's just look at this real quick and I'm done. In verse 3, it says here, then God said, in verse 5, notice this. This is the God kind of faith. God called the light day. Verse 6, then God said, verse 8, and God called the firmament. Verse 9, then God said, verse 10, and God called the dry land earth. Verse 11, then God said, verse 14, then God said, verse 20, and then God said, verse 22, and God blessed them. Verse 24, then God said, verse 26, then God said, hallelujah. This is the God that's called things that be not as though they exist. So God did not get stuck in verse 2 and say, oh, what I'm going to do. God began to speak and create the world. And I'm here to say you have the same God kind of faith. Don't stay in verse 2, but move on to verse 3 and begin to call things that be as though they are. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? The Bible says he called things in existence. You can call things in existence. Stand up on your feet. This the God kind of faith. Are y'all following me? Say, I have this God kind of faith. He spoke. I'm a preacher, but I got to get to speaking. I'm a pastor, but I got to get to speaking. Wait a minute. If there's any lack in your life, begin to call it in. Begin to call it in. Whosoever shall say, and we're going to go back in Mark 11, 23. Whosoever shall say, we got to call in it anyway. I'm done. Here, take this.
You know, thank you. We talked last week, Daryl, about what all in one chapter in Matthew, the woman with an issue of blood, she's been messed up for 12 years, and she said, all I have to do is touch the hem of his garment. And then a guy comes up, his daughter died, and he says, just come over to my house and she'll live. Touch her and she'll live. And then, same chapter, two guys that are blind, Jesus says, do you believe? And he and both of them said, yes, we do. And then Jesus says, according to your faith, let it be unto you. But as you're preaching, I'm just thinking, going back to those three examples, every single one of them didn't get it coincidentally. Every single one of them, to use your example, went, whatever it was, 38, 46, 10, whatever, you know, every single one of them did that combination. Amen. And repetition is the motor of learning. God is speaking to you and trying to get it in your head that the ability that you have to have the things that God placed in your heart is all right in front of you. Matter of fact, it's right here. Yeah, sure. And all you have to do is start proclaiming, you know what God says, you know, in his word, and there's no demon in hell. There's no demon in hell. Can keep the marriage that you want, can keep you in debt, can keep you unhealthy. There's just, you have been given. That's why he says, have faith in God. And we just got, have faith in God that what I'm going to tell you, the combination is, can happen.
That's right.
How many receive what God is speaking to us? And I said last week, and I'll say it again, and there's people on the radio, and listen, whenever you listen on somebody on the radio who said, who's got to spend 45 minutes explaining that what God said isn't true, why he didn't mean what he said, just turn it off. Just turn it off. Recognize, listen, there has always been, I don't know if you know this, the 12 spies, do you know this, that 12 spies, Moses picked leaders. All of them were leaders. But only two of them were speaking the truth. Yeah, but they turn. I have no time to listen to 10 spies. Because 10 spies are going to make me cry. And that's what they did. Had everybody crying. Everybody convinced. The Bible says a little leaven leavened the whole loaf. And that's why, and I tell you this, and I'll say this to Daryl, I'll say it in front. You know what? We are very picky who speaks here. I'm very picky what kind of books that we have on the. You know why we have a book card? Because I got tired of people going to the Christian bookstore and grabbing books full of doubt and unbelief. Written by people, written by people who were leaders in the 10 Spy Club. I don't need to listen to that. Amen. How many receive it? And can you examine your life and recognize, oh my goodness. Because the Bible says not only life is in the power of the tongue, but death is in the power of the tongue. Can you take responsibility and recognize maybe I'm in some of my mess because I wasn't disciplined. I just said what was on my mind. I just said what I thought. That's part of the soulish realm that you don't want to get part of. Get to the place where you're speaking. That's why it's so important for you to read your Bible every day. And you'll start living out of the Spirit. Well, if that's you, if you say, Pastor, God spoke to me today. You know what? I need to repent. Or maybe you don't need to repent. You just want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. You know what? I want you, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Father, you see the hands up. And we are believers. You said in your word that these signs will follow those who believe. And so, Father, we see the combination. We see that part of the combination is that we speak to that mountain. We speak to that fig tree. We speak to circumstances. Even circumstances that are chaotic. And we take dominion over those situations. And I thank you, Father, for this message. I thank you for Daryl's ministry. Father, I pray and I declare that all his needs are met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I thank you for his family. I thank you for just a awesome trip to Brazil. That you would minister to him mightily through him to people in Jesus' name. I thank you for the calling that he will fulfill. That he will fulfill what you've called him to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.